Not surprised. I mean, Seabass is a professional, man. He's a Polish cannon, and he's been at this game now for a while, and he's still going strong, and he's still in his prime, in my opinion. So very, very proud of him. But you know, it's job's not done yet. He's still going. So,
do you remember your first impression when you first met him way back when? Or
first impression was probably I was a little intimidated, you know, and I'm sure that's probably natural, and that's. I was telling him the other day, he's like, oh, I didn't do biceps today. And I go, that's probably why, you know, Robbie kicked them field goals, because he didn't do those extra biceps to intimidate the other kicker. He just laughed. But, yeah, he's a great guy, and he deserves everything. And I don't know, wish him the best.
Have you seen growth in him just in the time that you've been with him?
Definitely. Without a doubt. Excuse me. When I first got out here, he's a little quiet at first. Like, I think once you first meet him, he's a little shy. He's trying to fill you out and stuff like that. But I see him past couple of years, 3 or 4 years, where he's actually starting to take care of his body, you know, doing a little treatment type things to promote longevity in this league. And Father Time catches up with everyone, but he's trying to go on and do the best that he can do.
How many years do you think he has left in him?
I don't know. We talk about this all the time. I mean, he feels like he kicked in his mid-40s. So, and the way I look at it, he's still kicking strong. He's still strongest leg in the league, in my opinion. So, you know, it's just a matter of time if he keeps his body healthy. So,
if he keeps going at this rate for a while, I mean, would you think he's a Hall of Fame caliber player? I mean,
oh, without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, you get the guy, I mean, right from day one, you know, number one draft pick. You know, that's from right there. And, you know, playing how long he is, you know, with his leg strength. A lot of records out there, and there's still a lot that he's striving for, you know, with longest kicks in the 50s and you know, longest field goal. You know, he was tied there at 63, and now someone at 64. So there's still that possibility out there. And I don't know, he strives every day to be the best that he can. He wants to be the best kicker in the league year in and year out, and I think that's what makes him good.
Like a linebacker too.
Yeah, there's a lot of I always pick on him. I go, he needs to get that barbed wire tattoo on his arm, and he'd look like Brian Urlacher. There's a couple of times he got confused with, or people got confused calling him Brian at the Lake Tahoe tournament, golf tournament that he plays in every summer. It's pretty funny, but I don't know.
Must be a great feeling, the confidence the team must have in him. Just the kicks seem like almost automatic. Is that something you feel with the rest of the players on the team, like?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's been here, you know, 16, 17 years since 2000, and I mean, the new guys come in there, they already know who he is, you know. And once they get to meet him, there's confidence right there, and there's a trust factor. You know, once we cross that 50, I have a feeling DC, you know, is comfortable. Once we cross the 50, you know, hey man, we get a couple more yards, we're in field goal range, you know. So there's really nothing out of the question of the range with he has, but you know, definitely, you know, confidence and trust. Coach Del Rio, you know, came in right away, and you know, it's, you know, we're just starting to work together and continue to do what we do.